signature American Humvees, along with radars that can detect enemy artillery and rocket fire as well. And calls from Kiev and Washington to start shipping, well, they're growing louder.
Among those options, obviously, is the possibility of providing defensive assistance to Ukraine.
I don't have the slightest doubt about the weapon supply to Ukraine from the United States and our other partners.
So we will continue to provide Ukraine with security assistance.
Frankly speaking, we would be happy to get more, including defensive weapon, lethal weapon, and so on and so forth.
However, European politicians are not so keen to provide weapons to Ukraine. The UK is not going to help Kiev with lethal military assistance. France is planning to do the same. Sending weapons to one side of the conflict doesn't seem a very consistent step. This is a reaction from Brussels. The German defense minister says there are already too many weapons in Ukraine. She's supported by her Italian colleague. And German Chancellor firmly declares that Berlin will not support Ukraine with weapons. However, the US is blaming Angela Merkel for a wrong decision.
Here's the problem I have with the Chancellor's position. She can't see how arming people who are willing to fight and die for their freedom makes things better. And to now turn our back on this struggling democracy, and that's exactly what you're doing, in my view, when you turn down a reasonable request to help defend oneself, is not our finest hour.